Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
All right, welcome back. As promised, we've got Congressman Jason Smith on the line, of course, chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, giving us a few minutes this morning. Congressman, welcome back.
Good morning. Great to be with you, sir.
Great to be with you as we celebrate 100 days of the Trump administration today. I've been asking folks this morning what their grade is. Where are you?
A++++. I could not be prouder of the work that President Trump's been doing. I mean, I have never worked with an executive, Mark, that works as hard as he does and how engaging that he is. Like, it is not unusual for me to wake up at 5:30 in the morning from a text message that I received at 2:37. That was just last week, from President Trump on various tax policies or trade policies. He never sleeps, and he's always working. I felt bad. I'm like, oh, wow, he knew I was in bed till 5:30. So he's followed through on all of his campaign promises. He said he would secure the border, and they said you had to pass legislation. That's what Joe Biden said. The Democrats said all we needed was a different president. He has secured the border. He's taken criminals off of the streets. Just over a week ago, I led a congressional delegation. It was a trade delegation to South and Central America, but on our stop, we also stopped at that El Salvador prison. And in that El Salvador prison, it was actually the day before Senator Van Hollen tried to get in the same prison, which they wouldn't let him in because he was trying to take people out. I wasn't trying to take anyone out. But I'll tell you, Mark, when we were in there, we had the warden talking, like communicating with some of those prisoners to us so we could understand. And what I will never forget is the warden called two people by name in the cell of 80, 85 people. And those two people came over to the edge. He's like, take your shirts off. They took their shirts off. You saw the MS-13 tattoos all over their body. And he said, what part of the United States were you deported from? The first one said, Highland Park, California. He asked him, how many people have you killed? That person said, six. The next one, what part of the country were you deported from? Northern Virginia, outside of Washington, D.C. How many have you killed? Oh, no answer, no answer, and turned his head and walked away. These people were on the streets just months ago in Biden's America. Donald Trump got them off the street, and we are safer and better off because of Donald Trump.
I would agree with that. Now, when it comes to Congress, I wonder how you would grade lawmakers, because obviously the big task at hand right now is trying to pass, as Trump calls it, the big, beautiful bill.
I think that we're doing well. We've been preparing for 2 years on the Ways and Means Committee for this moment, crafting and drafting the president's priorities and policies. And we're going to get that delivered. My hope is to get it on the president's desk by July 4th. That is something that has been our overall plan for a very long time. And we're days away from moving this legislation. And it's going to deliver real tax cuts for everyday average Americans. We're going to deliver on the president's proposals of no tax on tips, no tax on overtime, tax relief for seniors, making sure that Americans don't receive the largest tax increase in the history of America, which would happen if Congress does not do its job. And I think the American people are going to love this big, beautiful bill that the president has been advocating for.
Yeah.
And I've been working with him for months on.
Congressman Jason Smith, our guest this morning. You know, I read somewhere that there might be a sunset provision on those tips, the portion that covers no tax on tips. Are we looking at something like that?
So the issue when you pass anything through reconciliation, reconciliation is the process that only allows us to have 51 votes to pass something in the United States Senate.
Right.
And so there's certain budgetary parameters that you have to live within. And so much like back in 2017, we made some things permanent and some things that we couldn't make permanent because of the budgetary restraints. You're going to see that same kind of process throughout this tax bill. That has not been decided. Any of those provisions from the timeframes have not been decided. The president, his main focus is to have permanency on his expiring provisions. And those are the important provisions that would prevent a 22% tax increase on average to Americans. For example, the child tax credit. If we don't make that permanent, it will get slashed from $2,000 to $1,000. The guaranteed deduction, which 91% of Americans use to file their taxes, if we don't make that permanent, it will get slashed in half from $15,000 to about $7,500. And every individual tax bracket would go up if we don't make it permanent.
Right.
So not everything is going to be permanent. But a lot will be. It's just going to be a mixture. But we will deliver on tax relief of everything that the president has campaigned on in this package.
Congressman, one last question on the tariff issue. I'm getting worn out by all the whining by the left over the tariffs. I believe Donald Trump has pulled a genius stroke here, and the United States is going to be a lot stronger 6 months from now than it is right now.
Mark, just in the last 2 weeks, the Ways and Means Committee is over all tax and over all trade. Just in the last 2 weeks, I have met with more than 15 different countries myself, more than 15 different, while we're also writing this big, beautiful bill for the president. And they are wanting to come to the table. We want to make our trade relationships, our trade policies better. For far too long, U.S. farmers and U.S. manufacturers have been taken advantage by people who are supposed to be our friends and neighbors because they have had very high tariffs on our goods, trying to protect their own industries. And now since Donald Trump has been pushing back, wanting reciprocal trade.
Yes.
I'm so thankful for that. And we're going to have some really good agreements coming in the next several months. And it's only because of President Trump interjecting himself on the world stage, making these countries come to the table and deliver fair trade policy for the American worker, the American manufacturer, and the American farmer.
Outstanding. Congressman Jason Smith, always great having you on. Thank you.
Great to be with you, sir.
You bet. Keep up the good work. Good to get him on here. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to talk to Ryan Wiggins. Have you heard the latest on Act Blue? We're going to get to that coming up.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.